Jesus showed me Hellfire by Sister Lottie and Kemphor. My spirit left with the angels to meet the Lord. We came to where we usually saw the old man. He was there but did nothing against us, and we also passed on without saying anything. When I arrived at the gate of heaven, I met with Jesus, who welcomed me cheerfully. "Have you delivered the message I gave you to men in the world?" he asked. "No," I answered. He said, "I will show you something. Look at that place there." My eyes were opened and I saw hellfire. I saw people burning and crying in the flames of hell. The place was so dark that one would not be able to see any object very close to him. The fire was so hot. The surprising thing was that the people in it were not burned up. Revelation 14:9-11, and the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If any man worship the beast in his image, and receive his mark in his forehead, or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone, in the presence of the holy angels, and in the presence of the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment ascendeth up for ever and ever, and they have no rest day no night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name." Satan's accusations. Jesus showed me the weapons Satan piled up in hell by which he intended to destroy me. He said, "Since you have not delivered the message I gave you to people on earth, Satan and his demons wanted to attack you so that the message may not be delivered at all. Satan wanted to turn you away from me, so that you may be condemned to hell. I came to tell you this when you were praying in the church. But when you opened your eyes, I decided to bring you up so that you may see it for yourself. Satan accused you to me, saying that by your refusing to deliver the message I gave you to the world, you have shown clearly that you do not belong to me but to him. He said, although the people of the earth are my creatures, I am imposing myself on them by carrying even those who do not believe on me." Satan also challenged me on the ownership of the people of the earth. He said they are his and not mine, because they are sinners. Revelation 12:10, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now is come salvation, and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night." The broad and the narrow ways. I saw the broad and narrow ways. The broad way was very wide. People were walking on it to hell. The people pressed themselves on that road, quarreling and fighting themselves in order to have space to walk on. The other way looked pretty, but narrow. It took a very long time before I saw someone following that way to heaven. It took another long time before I saw someone coming by it to heaven. I wondered and said within me, "Doesn't this man, Jesus, have friends, followers? Why are the people so few that follow his way?" Matthew 7:13-14, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way, that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Jesus showed me his pierced hands. I stood with Jesus, and he asked me to look at his hands. I did so and saw blood dripping from his wounded hands. The wounds looked fresh. Jesus said, "What else do my people expect me to do for them? I shed my blood for them. I was nailed to the cross in sacrifice for their sins. I died and was buried and was in the grave for 3 days. All these were done to save them from their sins, yet my people are unmoved by my sacrifice. The devil keeps accusing the people of the world to me to destroy them because they do not value my sacrifice and are not ready for heaven. What else do human beings expect me to do for them? Do they expect me to come again physically into the world? Or do they want my flesh to be cut into pieces for them to eat before they will believe in me?" Isaiah 5:1-4, 7, "Now will I sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved touching his vineyard. My well-beloved hath a vineyard and a very fruitful hill, and he fenced it, and gathered out the stones thereof, and planted it with the choicest vine, and built a tower in the midst of it, and also made a winepress therein, and he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge, I pray you, betwixt me and my vineyard. What could have been done more to my vineyard, that I have not done in it? Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, brought it forth wild grapes? For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his pleasant plan, and he looked for judgment, but behold oppression, for righteousness, but behold a cry. Jesus told me he shall soon return to the earth to judge the world, that the world would soon come to an end. I saw the angels in their readiness to come to the earth with Jesus. Jesus authorized me to testify these revelations. Jesus told me he shall soon return to the earth to judge the world, that the world would soon come to an end. I saw the angels in their readiness to come to the earth with Jesus. Then Jesus said, I brought you up here to see and hear all these things so that you may go back to the earth and testify them to men in the world. Go back to the world and testify these things to them. Ezekiel 44 And the man said unto me, Son of man, behold with thine eyes, and hear with thine ears, and set thine heart upon all that I shall show thee, for to inherit that I might them unto thee art thou brought hither, declare all that thou seest to the house Israel. I did not want to come back to the world. The angels persuaded me to return to the earth and carry out the errand the Lord had given me for the world. I pleaded to remain there. This was because of the beauty of heaven. Heaven is a place of perfect beauty and peace. There is no sickness, pain or sorrow in heaven, but only happiness, joy and gladness. I that it were possible for me to bring some sand or any substance from heaven to the earth for you to see and know the beauty of heaven. There is no night there. Jesus showed me his Father. I could not look on him because of the brightness and great glory that enveloped him. I saw him in a distance. I did not want to come back to the earth because of the wickedness in it. There is hatred and evil scheming against one another. There is envy and jealousy against one another. There is no real peace on earth. Why must I return to the earth, a world of sin and wickedness? I pleaded. Revelation 21 1-4, And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. The first time I was taken up to heaven, I spent one day there, by my understanding. The second time I spent 2 days. This third time I spent 6 days. I stayed there longer because I refused to come back to the earth. The angels pleaded with me to return to the earth, but I refused. One of the angels who was sitting down came and touched me, and suddenly I saw myself on my way down to the earth. While on my way to the earth, a new song came to me, which goes thus: bow down to Jesus, reject Satan. Those who were around my body during these experiences recorded about 3 hours for the first experience, 4 hours for the second, and 5 hours for the third experience. 2 Peter 3-8 But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The love and patience of God. When I revived on earth, I decided to tell people all that the Lord had told me. In my interaction with Jesus, I see that he is full of patience and endurance. He is patient with human beings and has endured their sins, rebellion and wickedness till this time. I can also see the great love and concern God has for this generation that prompts him to take people alive to heaven and to hell to see the reality of things and brings them back to earth to relate what they have seen and heard to the people living in the world. Exodus 34:5-7, And the Lord descended in the cloud, and stood with him there, and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him, and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, and upon the children's children, unto the third and the fourth generation. Jonah 4:2 And he prayed unto the Lord, and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying, when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God, and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. Micah 7:18-19, Who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again, he will have compassion upon us, he will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. This approach became necessary because men on earth have become so stiff-necked. I began to testify to people my experience and the message the Lord gave me. Some who heard me laughed and mocked, saying there are so many people who have been serving him for a long time. If God wants to use anyone to give his message to the world, it is not me he would choose. Some said it was sickness disturbing me. Some said I was into witchcraft. People said all kinds of things against me. I told the Lord the people did not believe me, and the Lord said those who do not repent now shall not receive forgiveness after death. My prayer for those mocking at me in unbelief is that the Lord may forgive them because they do not know what they are doing. Luke 23:34 Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. My message is truly from the Lord. The Lord has truly spoken to me and given me this message for mankind. The Lord told me to warn people against drunkenness, witchcraft, fornication and adultery. It is evil in his sight for women to put on trousers, perm or jerry curl their hair, use attachment, cortex, lipsticks, jewelry. I thank God because many people believe that what I say is truly from the Lord. If you are practicing these things or living in any sin, repent before it is too late for you. There are those who use abusive or dirty words against themselves and others and think they are joking. All such corrupt language makes them defiled before God. Repent of them. Satan told me that he was cast out of heaven because of his sins. Heaven is a holy place. Christians need to know that no sinner will enter into heaven. Satan is restlessly drawing people to his kingdom. God has sent me to speak his message of salvation to men. He is willing to deliver people from the hand of Satan. I encourage you to keep on praying to God for your needs and stay in faith on him without turning to alternative way of sin. Jeremiah 26:8-15. Now it came to pass when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking all that the Lord hath commanded him to speak unto all the people, that the priests and the prophets and all the people took him, saying, Thou shalt surely die. Why hast thou prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, This house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate without an inhabitant? And all the people were gathered against Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. When the princes of Judah heard these things, then they came up from the king's house unto the house of the Lord, and sat down in the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house. Then spake the priests and the prophets unto princes and to all the people, saying, This man is worthy to die, for he hath prophesied against this city, as ye have heard with your ears. Then spake Jeremiah unto all the princes and to all the people, saying, The Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and against his city all the words that ye have heard. Therefore now amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of the Lord your God, and the Lord will repent him of the evil that he hath pronounced against you. As for me, behold, I am in your hand, do with me as seemeth good and meet unto you. But know ye for certain, that if ye put me to death, ye shall surely bring innocent blood upon yourselves, upon this city, and upon the inhabitants thereof, for of a truth the Lord hath sent me unto you to speak all these words in your ears. God used crises to bring me to himself. During the war we ran from the jungle where we were and came to Ninjo near Long Tong Town. There we were welcomed by a Christian family. In appreciation for their kindness I started going to church with them. They attend Kosan, Church of Christ in Nigeria. My husband became angry, because I had started going to church. He questioned, Did I marry you in the church? One day he threw out my property and pursued me out of his house. The Christian women in Dinjo contributed money for me to transport myself to Long Tong Town. I came and stayed with my mother in Long Tong. My mother worships with a Pentecostal church. I used to go with her to that church during the period I was with her. After a short time of my stay with her in Long Tong we came to Mon village for farming. I joined the Kosan church in Mon and attended worship service with them for about two or three times after which these divine encounters began. I said within me, So God brought me to this village to show me these things. Before I became a Christian I hated Christians. If my stepfather did charity to any Christian, I would be greatly angry because I hated them. I had never given a present to the Heavenly Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. But I had given money and animals to idols, calling them my father. When Jesus gave me this message for humanity, I said within me, Who am I that can do this work? I am an illiterate, knowing nothing in the Bible. I can neither speak nor understand English. Surely, it is because of the love God has for you that he has sent me to share with you these things. Amos 7:14-15, And the Lord said unto Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hardened, he refuseth to let the people go. Get thee unto Pharaoh in the morning, lo, he goeth out unto the water, and thou shalt stand by the river's brink against he come, and the rod which was turned to a serpent shalt thou take in thine hand. Exodus 4:10-12, And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech, and of a slow tongue. The Lord said unto him, Who hast made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say.